السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته حضرت مفتي عبد القادر صاحب اهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you this beautiful Thursday morning حضرت مفتي صاحب may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you with afiyat and good health حضرت مفتي صاحب the platform is yours
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته بارك الله فيكم وانا سليم كريم بارك الله فجزاك الله خير for all the du'as and supplications. We say جزاك الله خيرا to our technician in Durban, brother Zakaria, and our brother Bonface here in Indonesia. Thank you very much. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today, with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, we focus on chapter 36, Surah Yasin, verses 76 and 77. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala selected the prophets and messengers, and they were not elected. When these elections, you can see the mayhem, chaos, how the people, morons and so forth, come into power. But selection, Almighty Allah chooses the best of the best, and those were the Anbiya, prophets and messengers, and from them, Imamul Anbiya wal Mursaleen was, is, will always be Prophet Muhammad Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But the higher your rank and more exalted you are, the more challenges you face. So people who'd call the master alayhi salatu salam Shair, you're a poet, you're a kahin, fortune teller, and you are Majnoon, Allah forbid that you are, you know, insane and so forth and so forth. All this you will find in the noble Quran. But Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala grant solace, and Allah Ta'ala pacifies the master alayhi salatu salam. You must not be concerned about them. So hence chapter 36 Surah Yasin verse 76. فَلَا يَحَزُنْكَ قَوْلُهُمْ. Their speech, their derogatory statements and remarks should not cause sadness and grief to you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The more they try to do that, the more Allah will elevate you. وَرَفَعَنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ. Chapter 94, verse 4, Surah Alam Nashrah. وَرَفَعَنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ. Your nami, ispigrami, your honorable name, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we elevated it. How we elevated it? إِذَا ذُكِرْتُ ذُكِرْتَ مَعِي. When my name, Allah Jalla Wala's name is taken, then immediately after that, your name is taken, Ya Rasulullah, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. You hear the adhan, أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. Thereafter, أَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ. And you see that this is for the Prophet, peace be upon him, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who was, who is, will always be the most beloved, the most precious to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, the entire universe in creation. But then there is another group of people, the awliyaullah, the special servants of Almighty Allah. People will make such crazy statements, remarks and derogatory remarks against them. So Almighty Allah speaks of them in Surah Yunus, chapter number 10, and verses number 62 to 65. And what does Allah says in verse 65 of chapter 10, Surah Yunus? وَلَا يَحْزُنْكَ قَوْلُهُمْ. Do you, awliyaullah, the special friends of Allah, the speech of those people, your adversaries, your opponents, should not cause you grief. Inna al-izzata lillahi jamia. They want to bring you down. They want to hijack you. They want to character assassinate you. Verily, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, He alone possesses the true honor and dignity. Everything is vested by Him. He will give honor to whomsoever He wishes. He'll disgrace whoever He wishes. Huwa Sami'ul Alim. He's all hearing and all knowing. Chapter 10, verse 65. Yea, in Surah Yasin, chapter 36, verse 76. So you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, must not be grieved with all their derogatory remarks and criticism and so forth. Inna na'alamu. Almighty Allah uses the royal pronoun. Definitely we know very well. So Almighty Allah is one, alone, unique. And why does He use the royal pronoun, the collective term we, to stamp His majesty, authority, sovereignty? Why does He use it? A symbol of respect and reverence. Nobody can do that. Only we can do that. So we know very well what is happening in the darkness of the night or the brightness of the day. Ma yusirruna, what they are saying in their caucus, privately, secretly, discreetly, وَمَا يُؤْلِنُونَ, and what they are saying in public. So everything is known to us. Who knows Abu Jahl, Abu Lahab, and all the shaitans? Nobody hardly knows them and bothers about them. Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam's name nami isme grami, till today the Noor of Muhammadi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is spreading throughout the world. How people are embracing Islam in America, in Europe, in the East, in the West, in different parts of the world. So that is Almighty Allah, Kudrat ka Karishma. But this human being, you see politicians in parliaments, in the Knesset, and here and there, so remember that they think they're too clever. And therefore Almighty Allah mentions, Awalam yaral insan, what, don't you wonder, ponder and see this human being? There were none entities. Which one of us were alive 100, 200, 300 years ago? Nobody. Awalam yaral insan, doesn't this insan, human being, see? Anna khalaqnahu, only we created him. Who did the ensoulment? Who gave life to him? We, Almighty Allah, nobody can do that. All the scientists, professors together cannot even create a single fly, Quran Kareem says. They all can come together, and yet they cannot even create a single fly. So Almighty Allah is showing how hopeless, useless, good for nothing they are. And Almighty Allah has challenged them. All the professors, scientists, doctors, call them whatever you want to, come together and try to create one single fly. You can do that. Chapter 22, Surah Hajj, verse 73. So min al adam ila al wujud. You have nothing. Not you'd make a clone and all that. No. Khalq means to create, means from nothing into something, and then the soul, the ruh, must be instilled and ensoulment must take place. So who can do that? They don't even know about the soul when it leaves the body. Anna khalaqnahu min nutfatin. We created this human being from the semen, from the sperm. Then, now he develops, he grows up, they become president, vice president, they become prime minister, they become politician, they become congressman, they become this, they become that, multimillionaire. Then what happens to this human being? فَإِذَا suddenly he, huwa, خَصِيمٌ مُبِينٌ. He wants to become the open adversary, the open enemy of Almighty Allah, the open adversary of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the open enemy of who? The opponent of Islam and so forth. Just look at how short-sighted, how myopic this human being is. I created you, Almighty Allah. I send the books for you, and the greatest book for all time and scripture is the Quran Sharif, the final constitution for humanity, posterity. I selected for you the greatest prophet and messenger, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and now you're rejecting all this. Then humiliation comes for them, and that humiliation no one can remove. And see, yeah, oh you Zionists, oh you Jutlas, oh you Haramis, Listen carefully now what's happening. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today is the 18th of Muharram, 1446, Gaza genocide, day number 293. These are the news, views, interviews, locally, nationally, globally. So, for us South Africans, the American regime, one should say the American dictatorship, has said they are in South Africa, there are ISIS cells. There are some operatives here in South Africa, and you must be careful of them. And they named two South Africans. I'll give you the name. They said Abu Bakr Salih, we don't know him, and Zaid Gangat. Whoever you are, my advice to you, فَلَا يَحْزُنْكَ قَوْلُهُمْ. You should not be worried about them. They are the biggest super terrorists. They created ISIS, but they want to link Islam. Remember what ISIS and so forth. Hillary Clinton said herself, we created all these groups and so forth. When she was taking on, you must remember, Trump in 2016, is well documented. So these are all deflections, what you call. Let us speak about the Harami, the war criminal, the butcher of Gaza, Bibi then Benjamin Ney. How many babies have you killed today, you Harami? See, yeah, listen to what they said outside. Bibi, come outside. Bibi, come outside. We are arresting you for genocide. Wonderful slogan. They told him, Bibi, come out of your hotel. Bibi, come outside. We are arresting you for genocide. These are the whiteys. These are the Wajus. These are the Americans, Democrats, Republicans, and people fed up with the genocide there. Bibi, come outside. We are arresting you for genocide. Our listeners of Ansar Radio, and remember Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Do you know which hotel he was staying in? He was staying in the Watergate Hotel. So our brothers, our supporters, our people, they filled that hotel with maggots and crickets. So the Israeli intelligence and security were gone crazy. And he, Netanyahu, the war criminal, if Gaza, the people, can't sleep, then Netanyahu, you harami, we won't allow you to sleep. Yahya Sinwari sitting in the tunnels there of Gaza, they had to take him out through the tunnel of the hotel. Do you know that, O listener? And they had to change his hotel. Remember that. What humiliation for the crime minister, Netanyahu, Satan's child he is. Remember that. All this are well documented. Unless you're an idiot, then I can't help you. So Bibi, the war criminal, they showed and projected it on the hotel, and millions and billions of people saw it. He will never go back to America. So he said in his lecture that we are providing aid and we are giving them aid, but Hamas steals half the food. He's a serial liar. And he says these people who are protesting outside, they are the useful idiots of Iran, and with whom you have made peace, America, and you Israel, your Saudi Arabia, and your Emirates, and your Jordan, your Egypt, your Bahrain, Morocco, they are the useful idiots for you, and we consider them to be murtads and ghaddar and traitors to Islam. Imagine in American, in capital, we've been there, so we know exactly what they talk about. So they arrested dozens of people who said there must be an arms embargo against Israel. No arms must go from America to Israel. What does they do? The people do, the police and the army and whoever else, they arrested these people. Can you believe that? I told you guys, a freedom of expression, freedom of, you understand, association, freedom of press. But what you do, you go and arrest them. Shame on you, America, and so forth. 50 Democrats did not attend Bibi's talk there to the Congress. And remember that nor did Biden the Harami attend, nor did Kamala Harris attend. Let me give you a very brief profile of Kamala Harris. Her father hails from that part of the world, Jamaica, West Indies, Caribbean. And her mother is from India. You see that? So she's half black, half Indian. So imagine you're going to have a half black, half Indian, and a lady nochal, in Afrikaans nochal, on top of it in the White House. So that will make for a mixed masala. And she loves Indian food. Her mother gave her a lot of Indian food. One Pakistani, you must send one pan for her. Then she will start loving Pakistani pan also. So one jutla, see how humiliated they are. The jutla who signed the bombs that they're going to bomb our babies and children there in Gaza al-Mubarakah, he's going to sing the national anthem there in the Olympics in Paris, in Paris. So these are the people, so our people are saying, Israel must be expelled. How the hell can you have people who are signing bombs to bomb children and bomb innocent people, 200,000 murdered and martyred and killed already, and now they'll be singing the anthem of the haramis, the apartheid terrorist Nazi Jesse state. So they are a rogue regime. We need to name them, shame them, and so forth. How was that movement? That was a champion move. We salute you. Watergate Hotel filled with crickets and maggots. So instead of looking for people who want to put a bullet through by Biden or through him by Bibi, they were fighting the maggots and the crickets. You know what is maggots and crickets? All the small things. You go for one, another tree come. So remember that. That was a brilliant move. So that is what they did, you must remember. What they did inside Palestine, the settlers, one settler, one bullet will settle the issue. The settlers burned and they set fire to the olive trees and orchards of them. You must remember the Palestinians. And they tell you that we want peace. And Netanyahu tells them, we will not occupy Gaza. It will be run by Palestinians, but by demilitarized and de-radicalized. Go to hell, Biden. Go to hell, you jutla. We're going to arm them more, and we will mobilize the Ummah, and we will tell our people to go more and more to Palestine and help the Palestinians. And one settler, one Juliet, who the hell are you to tell us which government they must be? You say democracy, so we can choose whoever we want to. CEF, I always told you this, we don't speak from our pocket. You must listen, and especially you in South Africa. You know what is apartheid. You know in America up to this day, the life of a white and the life of a black is not the same. How many times the white guy shot the black and he got off with it? So the Black Lives Movement, listen carefully, the Black Lives Movement criticizes the Democrats for selecting and choosing and anointing Kamala Harris. If you know her history, she was a district attorney, she was a prosecutor, and when blacks would come, she would treat them worse than the whites and make sure they go to jail and so forth. Then she married a jutla, and that was the turning of her fortunes and so forth. So the Black Lives Movement are very upset that why has she been anointed and selected by the Democrats and so forth. So now Trump is on full. Do you know? On one survey I saw last night that she, Kamala Harris, is on 44% and Trump is on 42. So Trump is now blowing his gasket. The other one got 44%. The other 12% says, you must remember, both are good for nothing. Though Trump is now firing on all cylinders with an extra hole in his ear. So what he says, Obama dumped Biden. You see, he hates Obama and he hates Biden. That's so Trump. You must remember that. Then he got stuck into Kamala. He said, Kamala, you are hiding. You know that Biden was gone crazy and senile. Why didn't you tell the people? See, Allah ki lati be awaz hai. These are all in the Israeli press. You can just Google it and see. Israeli soldiers seeking psychological support, and it has increased 6 times. It has increased 6 times. Day number 293. We're going to 10 months. They thought it would be a walk in the park, like how they mowed the lawn, as the expression goes among the Israeli diaper force. We will finish these people up in 1 week, 1 month. Well, brother, you're going for 10 months and Hamas is winning. The global narrative has changed. 80%, 90% of the world believes the Palestinians. And they know Israel is a terrorist regime, a murderous this regime, ethnic cleansing taking place. And remember, the only solution is the whole apartheid state has to be dismantled, as we did with South Africa, and one settler, one bullet, and that is the only way. So that is how, imagine they are, they're crying, they got mad, they got nuts. You shoot and murder so many. One sniper shot a baby straight in his heart, and twice he put the bullet there, and they will tell you it's a mistake. The doctor says, American doctor, it can never be a mistake. Let's go to Germany, and Hamburg Islamic Center closed. They got nothing to do with us, they kuffar Shias, but you know they are hatred for Islam, so they say that this is not a mosque there in Germany, in Hamburg, this is a place of terrorism. So why you don't close all the synagogues? Why you don't close all the churches? You know your history and so forth. So this is their hatred for Islam also. Taiwan hit by a big typhoon, you must remember. The Chinese are laughing and smiling. They didn't have to do anything, and Taiwan had to cancel all their planes and what have you. I'm sure many of you Muslim, non-Muslim, saw what happened in Manchester Airport. I was so disgusted at Manchester Airport when I saw it. 2-3 times I flew out from there, landed there. It looks like our third class airport, you know. I thought it would be a very smart airport compared to Dubai, or compared to Changi Airport, or Changi Airport, whatever in Singapore. But most of these airports there, maybe Heathrow is still alright. We landed there 2-3 times. But there's Manchester, and they're third class, hopeless airport. Now you saw yesterday what the police did. So now you must remember, this is the story as they're telling the world. They say, no, they in the parking lot, one guy was acting suspicious. When the police went there, they beat up the police, and one lady was assaulted, the female police, and her jaw or her nose was broken. That guy must be a tough guy, you know, who hit them. So then when this guy came, you know, they just will attack the Muslims. And now one of the big police chiefs, Wasim Chaudhry, he says the kicking and the assaulting is shocking. What shocking? You must sue this guy here. You must remember that. Sue him for millions of pounds. How the hell can he kick that person like that and all of them? These are the whiteies, you must remember, the white hegemony. They can do what they want to with the Arabs, with the Indians, with the blacks and so forth and whoever, and they want to get away with it. Sue them. Sue their pants off you, and their underpants also. That is my advice to you. So curfew lifted in Bangladesh, you must remember, for 7 hours. Another shaitan, Murtada Hasina Sheikh. 15 years she's ruling that country, and India tells her what to do. The sooner they get them out, the better. Pretoria, a shocking story. You know, we have groups. So in Pretoria, there's a school. So 12 white students. This whiteies, majority are like this. So they are racist, whether you like or not. That's the truth. So 12 white students, they made a group. And they used to make racist remarks and so forth. Blacks are like this and so forth. And now they were caught and so forth. You see what's happening in your schools. I'll tell you just now. Pengue, the harami, the super terrorist of Israel. He say, let Trump come in. Biden is gone. We don't worry. He was good for nothing. So that's what Ben-Gui said. Let Trump win the elections. He's good for the Jews. He will help us take on Iran. That's what he says. Then Ben-Gui, the harami, says and tells his settlers and Israelis that go and pray at Temple Mount, meaning Aqsa. Who provokes it? When the Palestinians say that this is against international law, Israeli law, so then they will say the Palestinians are terrorists. Ben-Gui, Israel are 100% super terrorists. Oh Muslims, didn't I tell you? We have the numbers. Hit the Americans and Jutlas where it hurts the most. Starbucks is failing and on the verge of bankruptcy. What you say? You go, don't go to Starbucks. You don't go to McDonald's. You don't go to KFC. You don't go to all these places. All haram. You heard? All haram. We must hit them the most where it hurts them the most. And that is their pockets. They worship the money. On the dollar, look, there is written there, we trust in God. They don't trust no God. They trust their money. So hit them. Starbucks are seeing stars daytime. We got no sympathy, empathy for them. Next one, McDonald's. Next one, KFC. Next one, have some iman. Have some shame, O Muslim. So United Kingdom sent their foreign minister to Modi Modi, and they want to win India. India plays a double game. Yes, 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 but they will make more deals with Putin. The Jutla, the Harami, the murderer, yeah, in South Africa, who murdered our sister Halima in Durban, and her husband injured, child and son injured. No bail, no bail for Jutlas, remember that? So they must remember. I see the Jutlas also are sitting quiet. They don't know what to do. This is your schools. When I tell you it's haram for you to send your daughters to school and see what they're doing, they're teaching them practical lessons of biology. Near Polokwane, Petersburg, the old name, there's a school. One girl, 16 years old, she's 7 months pregnant, she goes and give birth in the toilet. The principal doesn't know she's pregnant, the teachers don't know. What the hell are you doing? Can't you see a lady is pregnant and so forth? So these are your schools, they are brothels. And somebody sent to me yesterday, Sheikh Mahmoud Afandi, the Waliullah, he said, you can give me the whole world in my hand and tell me to send my daughter to school, university, I will not send her for 1 minute also. These are the brothels in the making. 100%, you must remember that. And remember, there's a message floating around, gone viral in the Pietermaritzburg area. There's some banks, I don't know the names, and there were no names really mentioned, but there is some huge fraud going on. Suddenly you get the call, and it's telling you from ABC Bank and this bank, fraud department. And then, but they themselves are the fraudsters, so there's an inside job going on. People have lost hundreds of thousands. One guy even went to the ombudsman, they say, and he lost the case. He's 200,000 gone. So be very careful. When these people, they phone me, I just tell him, go to hell. So I'll come to the bank myself. You must remember that. So you must treat them like that, you must remember. Otherwise, they empty you up. Allah alone protect us. Okay, today, Thursday, 8:30 to 9, Maulana Musa Akudi, mashallah, will interviewed by Maulana Zahid Khan. We have Maulana Musa Akudi every day now, inshallah, inshallah, from 4:45 to 5:10 or so. So that will be after Maulana Zahir Mangera's program. And then 11 to 12, we will discuss the four schools or five schools, whatever you want to call it. So if you want to include the Salafis and Ibn Taymiyyah, so Rahimahullah. So we will start the series today. We're discussing Imam Abu Hanifa, Rahimahullah, and then Tafsir 1 to 2. Tonight is Laylatul Jumu'ah, the night of Friday. Abandon Durood Sharif, Salawat, Surah Kaf, Surah Dukhan. So read, make it valuable. We don't know how many Jumu'ahs and lie, how much time we have left. So turn our life around. See how Allah Ta'ala is humiliating America, humiliating Israel, humiliating the Kuffar, remember. And you must remember that Bin Laden, you know Bin Laden? Bin Laden was in the tunnel, but he had, so in the caves, he had much more honor than the Saudi rulers and other rulers in the kings. Yahya Sinwar is there in his tunnel, and he has greater honor, wallahi, than this harami is running around in the hotels and in the tunnels there in Watergate Hotel. What a shame and disgrace and humiliation. وَمَنْ يُهِنِ اللَّهُ فَمَا لَهُ مِنْ مُكْرِمٍ. Whosoever Allah humiliates and disgraces, there is none to give him honor. Chapter 22, verse 18. Ma'am Kareem, Barakallahu Feek. 15 minutes left. Let's fire up, inshallah.
Kitab, 1 minute before Azan, I had water. Is my roza accepted?
In South Africa, it won't be accepted, because you must remember you made intention to fast, and South Africa, 99% of the places, 90% of the places, Azan is given 5, 10, 15 minutes after the Subah Sadiq starts, and just before that you drank water, hence your fast is null and void before you even started. According to Hanafis, if it is a Sunnah fast, Nafil fast, Qadha is compulsory, and according to Shafi'is, Malikis, Hanbalis, majority scholars, Qadha is not compulsory. But if it was Qadha for Ramadan, then you have to make the Qadha, but one Qadha only.
Okay, so can Tawaf be made as Sadaqah for a dead person?
when you are in Makkah now and you are performing tawaf, nafil tawaf, voluntary tawaf, and your aim should be 50 tawaf. One tawaf is 7 circuits, 7 rounds. So you must make your intention, you will go 50 times round the Kaaba, Musharrafa. The hadith in Tirmidhi, Man tawafa bil bayti 50 marra, kharaja min zunubihi kayawmin waladatu ummuhu. Whoever performs 50 tawafs, meaning 350 times, you will go round the Baytullah Kaaba Musharrafa. You will come out from your sins and vices so pure and cleansed, like the day your biological mother gave birth to you. Hadith, Imam Tirmidhi, Abu Isa was his kunya mentioned, and we accept it, so we must remember. We, the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jamaah, the four schools, say, when you perform tawaf, then you can transfer the reward to those who passed away, to those on Iman and Islam, those who are alive and those yet to come. You, my sister, you are there, you're pregnant, and I say, Ya Allah, this baby that will be born after 1 month, 6 months, 3 months, I'm making this tawaf on his or her behalf. So all permissible. It's very flexible issue. The past, the present, future, all permissible, provided that they are Muslim and they live with Iman and Islam and die with Iman and Islam.
Mufti Saab, is there such a hadith that by keeping a white rooster, then shaitan, black magicians, snakes and scorpions do not come near the home?
So if you bring a white rooster, then it will be a booster for all these other shaitanic forces. These are all Indian stories. You know, Indians, they came from there, Saharanpur, Palwanpur, Kolwatpur, Dabelpur and all this. All the poor stories, all this. Fairy tales, you must remember that. White rooster, when I was a young boy, you know. So then the people, I see them, one Taweez Wala comes. So he tell them, no, you must bring a black chicken, it must be totally black, and then we can remove all the jinnat and all that. From that young age, I knew this guy is a crook. You must remember that. But who can we tell that? Nobody will believe you. But today we got the media, we can guide the people. Bunch of crooks, all this. Bring a white rooster and remove the black booster and all nonsense talk, all that. Wal qadri khairihi wa sharrihi min Allah. Open Muslim Sharif, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu Allah told Uqba radiallahu an, la yata'awwadu ahadun bimithlihima. The most powerful ta'wiz is your mu'awwidatain, mu'awwidatain. Mu'awwidatain, it will give you protection. Mu'awwidatain, you will be protected. Every Muslim, male, female, adult, child, by heart it. Qul a'udhu bi rabbil falak. Qul a'udhu bi rabbil nas. Put them together, 11 verses. That is your greatest protection. And removal for sihr, jadu, surah, baqarah, and for magic, and all this, you know, sorcery, and witchcraft, and so forth. So that's your greatest firewall, and your greatest defense. You know, in computers, they say firewall. So this is our firewall. We must read that. Leave all this white rooster and black boosters and all.
Mufti Saab, when a person suffers from terminal illness, is this due to his sins, or is it a blessing reminding him that he will leave this world soon?
We say it is, you must remember, a blessing in disguise. My brother-in-law, my wife's brother, Mawana Qasim, he's there in PE 45, 50 years. He loves his sheikh so much. Hazrat Mawana Masihullah Khan Sahib, Mawana Masihullah Khan Sahib, Nawarallah Marqadah, who performed this nikah also. We're there in Stenger and so forth. So in the 70s, when Hazrat Ji of Jalalabad came, Nawarallah Marqadah. Then he left here, Durban. He went there to Port Elizabeth to stay by Mawlana Ahmad Sadiq Desai Sahib, Hafizahullah. So remember his wife, Mawana Qasim, my brother-in-law, wife, brother. She was sick for 2.5 years. When we went there, February or whenever we went, you must remember, before Ramadan. So I asked them how long. She said, the time was 2 years plus minus. So imagine. So we say, Pak saaf hokal chali gayi. So Allah Ta'ala make it such that you are so ill, so ill. So you, the family, what must you do? Read, Allahumma in kanatil hayatu khayran lahu fa ahyihi wa in kanatil wafatu khayran lahu fa tawaffahu. Ya Allah, if life life is better for the person, give him life. If death is better, then give them death. That is the hadith in Mishkat Sharif. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us, you my sisters, my daughters, if your mother, a female, is in that condition, then read, Allahumma in kanatil hayatu khayran laha fa ahyiha wa in kanatil wafatu khayran laha fa tawaffaha. So whatever is best, ya Allah, life better, give them life. Death better, give them death. So that is what Islam teaches. And we will say, La ba'sa tahurun, insha'Allah. Authentic hadith in Mishkat Sharif, Musnad Ahmad. Don't worry, no harm. It's a means of purification. So their sins get forgiven, and then Allah forgives them also. We make dua for all of them. Our Muqasim, his son, Hafiz Adil, all of them, and all the marhumin who passed away with Iman, Islam. Allah ta'ala baal maghfirat farmadi. Jai Allah, grant them Jannat al-Firdaus. All the family members throughout the world, our shuhada'i Ghazza, will never forget them. So remember that Almighty Allah grants them Jannat al-Firdaus and the family Sabre Jamil.
Mufti Sahib, is it jais for a female to become a pilot?
So remember that for a female to become pilot, for a female to become the steward, air hostess, for female to do all absolutely haram. I'm asking you three questions. When you're a pilot, you will have to adopt certain type of clothing. You will have to interact with another pilot, your co-pilot. Most of the time, that will be a male. Story time. So one day, I flew, me and my wife, to Botswana. You know, they invited us. So then, the next day, that same night was Ramadan starting. So the same day was Ramadan starting, and so forth. So anyway, so the plane took off. And then, we were just taking off, something got wrong with that plane. So they brought us back. Then they said, okay, now all the passengers can fly in the alternative flight, so only those people can fly who got connecting flights, you see, from Botswana now. We're flying to South Africa, Johannesburg. And that flight there had a female pilot, Nohal, you know, and it's a small plane. So they said there's two seats left. Me, I rushed in front. I went to speak to the chief in Botswana, in Gaborone Gaps. So I told him, Mister, see, I got no connecting flight. But me, I have to be back in South Africa. You know Ramadan, our fasting month. He said, yes. I said, it's starting tonight, and I have to be here. Now this female pilot, she's there. We can see her. Our luggage also, small plane it was. And then, when we landed here in Johannesburg, they said, don't be shocked. You must remember to see the plane will be surrounded by all the fire brigade and police and that, because the plane is supposed to explode and what have you. So now we started the zikr. And when we saw around fire brigade and police and what, so one way zikr. So when there's a female pilot, our huzu breaks also sometimes. You must remember that. If a Muslim lady, female pilot, female air hostess, all haram. How many salahs? You will be in the cockpit alone with that pilot. Is jais all that I'm asking you? How many namaz you going to miss? And you'll be serving there, you must remember, wine, dine and swine and all that as an air hostess. This whole industry for us Muslims is haram and not permissible for the females, remember that.
Mufti Sahib, there was no Shafi, Hanafi, Hanbali and Maliki in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So who told us to follow them? Why don't we follow the sunnah of Rasulullah directly?
So my brother, how many sunnah you know, first of all? You don't even know Quran. So Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala gives us the word ittiba. In Islam, you must know what is the meaning of ittiba, the philology, history of it. So when the cow gives birth to the calf, if it's male, so you call it in Arabic tabi, and if it's female, you call it tabi'a. So how did calf follows its mother in every hook, nook and corner? So we have to follow. Now, brother, sister, who must we follow? I see this person who sends this question, he wants to corner me, but we catch him offside always. You see, with Allah's help, Allah's mercy. So you must remember, go and study the noble Quran and see what Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala teaches us. You must remember that. Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala teaches us that, وَاتَّبَعُوا سَبِيلَكَ وَقِهِمْ عَذَابَ الْجَحِيمِ. The angels, and that are making dua for those people who have knowledge and so forth, and they, Allah forgive them. وَاتَّبَعُوا سَبِيلَكَ. They're making ittiba, they're following your path. Ya Allah Jalla wa'ala, immaculately you save them from the punishment of Jahannam. Write down, you brother, sister, chapter 40, surah 40, verse 7. So first, Almighty Allah, Quran Sharif. Second, Surah 3, verse 31. Follow Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam immaculately. Every verse I will quote from the Quran with the reference, the word ittiba is mentioned. Unless you're blind, then I can't help you. So you must remember Surah 3, verse 31. In kuntum tuhibbun Allah, that you must follow. If you love Allah, then imitate me, follow me immaculately. For Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, yuhibbukumullah. You become the beloved of Almighty Allah jalla wala, wa yaghfir lakum dhunubakum. Allah will forgive you your sins. First Allah jalla wala, then Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then والسابقون الأولون من المهاجرين والأنصار والذين اتبعوهم بإحسان. You see, والذين اتبعوهم. And Allah Ta'ala says, for such people is Jannah and everlasting success. Chapter 9, verse 100. So follow the Sahaba, the beloved companions, and don't be like the Kuffar Shias. We expose them, we name them, shame them, and nail them. Not one Shia in the world can break the arguments. We sent it out to thousands of people, and if you're a true Sunni, then you will send it to another thousands of people who martyred Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu ta'ala. So we have to follow the Muhajirin and Ansar, the first and the foremost. Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar, Sayyidina Usman, Sayyidina Aisha, Sayyidina Hafsa, Amir Muawiyah, all of them we have to follow. Radiallahu anhu majma'in. Chapter 9, verse 100. Allah Jalla wa'ala, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sahaba, and then. So Almighty Allah teaches us in Surah chapter 21. Remember verse number 15. وَاتَّبِعْ سَبِيلَ مَنْ أَنَابَ إِلَيْهِ. So Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala is teaching us, you must remember, in Surah 31. And what is that? Almighty Allah says, وَاتَّبِعْ سَبِيلَ مَنْ أَنَابَ إِلَيْهِ. So you see where the word again is mentioned, ittiba. So ittiba, so follow the path of those people who have turned to me. So you must remember that. Chapter 31, Surah Luqman, verse 15. So you got it, brother? First we follow Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Then we follow Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then we follow Sahaba radiallahu anhu. Then we follow the people who turn to Allah, the awliyaullah, the fuqaha, the jurists, and so forth. Al-Imam al-Shafi'i rahimahullah, the genius he was, he said, Jami'u ma taquluhu al-a'im. Whatever the Imam said, Imam Abu Hanifa, Imam Sufyan Sauri, Sufyan bin Uyain, and whoever else, and his teachers, Imam Malik, and whoever else, that it is commentary of the Sunnah Mubarakah, the teaching, preaching of the Master alayhi salam. Wa jami'u ma taquluhu as-sunnah, and whatever the Sunnah teaches us, sharhul lil Quran, is an explanation of the noble Quran. That it is, my brother. So don't come with your fairy tales arguing. You don't even know what is the Quran, nor you know how to read Quran properly. Last question.
Sir, please, may I have two du'as for the sick people?
Easy du'a, read Surah Fatiha 7 times and blow on them, hadith in Bukhari Sharif. And I tell you now a story quick. You see, my brother Junaid Khan, he was very ill. I went to visit him. So I asked him, Junaid, what the doctor said. He said, my kidneys are clear. So the doctor was amazed. So he asked him, what you did? He said, AK taught me a dua. I said, you should tell him the Quran taught you. What AK taught you? So go read the dua of Nabi Ayyub alayhi salatu salam. What is the dua? Surah number 21, chapter 21, verse number 83 in the 17th supara. All of you who are ill and sick and bad condition, read abundantly. Anni masaniya durru wa anta arhamur rahimin. That this calamity has struck me, whilst you, Allah, are the most merciful one to show mercy. Read it. It's both Quran, Surah Fatiha, and Surah 21, verse 83. 83. Allah give shifa and complete cure and recovery. Ameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Mufti sahab, jazakumullahu khayran, ahsan al jaza. Till tomorrow morning, insha'Allahu al-adhiz. Fi amanillah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.